Jeremiah chapter 33, verse number 1. The Bible says, "Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah the second time, while he was yet shut up in a court of the prison, saying, Thus saith the Lord, the maker thereof, the Lord that formed it to establish it, the Lord is his name. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not. For thus saith the Lord, the God of Israel, concerning the houses of this city, and concerning the houses of the kings of Judah, which are thrown down by the mounts and by the sword. They come to fight with the Chaldeans, but it is to fill them with the dead bodies of men, whom I have slain in my anger and in my fury, and for all whose wickedness I have hid my face from this city. Behold, I will bring it health and cure, and I will cure them and will reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth. I will cause the captivity of Judah and the captivity of Israel to return, and will build them as at the first. And I will cleanse them from all their iniquity whereby they have sinned against me, and I will pardon all their iniquities whereby they have sinned and whereby they have transgressed against me." I want to preach tonight in just a minute, God will be our help, on a second message. A second message. Amen. Praise the Lord. As we look at this, and as we see, as men are shut up sometimes as God's servants, we get shut up, we get closed in. Praise God. And sometimes we all do feel like we're captive. But praise God, I'm glad that you can't shut up the Word of God. Jeremiah was called up. He was shut up in the court of the king. But praise God, even with that Jeremiah being shut up, the Word of God was still loose. Praise God. Because that's just the way it is. If you look over at 2 Timothy, Paul tells us this in 2 Timothy chapter number 2 in verse number 8. He said, "Remember that that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel, wherein I suffer trouble as an evildoer, even unto bonds." But now watch this. He said, "But the word of God is not bound." Amen. Praise God. We may be bound up. We may held back. The world may not want to hear it. But I want to say, praise God, the word of God still goes out. I was talking to somebody today, and it was just a blessing. I was telling them, they didn't realize, hadn't heard it, that the number one selling book in the world today is the King James Bible. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. The number one selling book back on the top is the King James Bible. Praise God. I'm telling you, when we think that there ain't no hope, that's when hope will rise up. And that hope is in the Lord Jesus Christ. And we see the Lord. Amen. And we know that the Word comes to you no matter where you are. The Word can get to you. The Lord can. Hey, you can be shut up. I can be shut up. But praise God, the Word of God cannot be shut up, and it cannot be shut out. Wherever you go, the Word of God can get to you. That's why David said, "I'll hide the Word in my heart, and I might not sin against God." We can take it with us everywhere we go. And you know the amazing thing in the modern technology world that we live in? Praise God. And my wife said it's AI world. Praise God. And I don't know about that because I ain't much on AI. Praise God. But I'm telling you, I'm glad that we have the Word of God. We can hide it in our hearts. We can take it with us. Praise God. You can have it in your car. You can have it on your phone. You can have it on your devices. It's just a blessing of the Lord. Praise God. That the Word of God is still out there. Praise Lord. You can have it in your heart. Amen. If your heart, praise God, is open to the Lord. If your heart is open to the Lord, praise God, the Word of God will come in to your heart. But that's a big old word, that word "if." Amen. If your heart is open to, if your word's receptive to, if your word's heart's ready to hear it, praise God, you can hear from the Lord. Praise His name. And God sometimes, praise God, He sends, if we're listening real carefully, sometimes God, just like Jeremiah, He'll even send a second message. Amen. A second message. Have you ever had God send you a second? We need to be alert. We need to pay attention for that second message. That message, praise God, that comes to glory. When that other one, first message has done been delivered. Praise God, we're there. Maybe just like old Jeremiah in captivity. And God sends him a second message. Amen. That message, that second message of encouragement. That second message of persuasion. to get us out of the mully grubs and to give us a direction and an attitude, praise God, to press on just a little farther for the glory of God. That second message that we get from the Lord. Amen. So God sent into the imprisoned prophet there in the prison house that message. What was it? It was a message of encouragement. If we're willing to listen today, God will send you a message of encouragement. When the world's so discouraged and so discouraging, praise God, if you'll listen, God will see, praise God, God will slide in just a little message of encouragement. And you know what He'll do if we'll let Him today? He'll use you and I to send a little message of encouragement. Praise God, that second message, praise God, that'll reestablish maybe something somebody's already said. Have you ever thought about your life, the way we live? Have you ever thought about your preacher who loves you and cares for you? Praise God, with a good care, and he tries to preach, and he tries to instruct you, and tries to tell you the truth. Thus says the Word of God, and you take that, and you go out into highways, into hedges. What are you going to do with it? Praise God, sometimes God says, hey, why don't you let that be a second message? Maybe somebody else has already told you about it. Amen. But you can go out and reinforce what you've been told. Amen. There's that second message to somebody along the way that they can hear it. You know, a lot of times somebody says, praise God, yeah, I heard that before. My preacher preached that. Amen. Somebody come along behind and praise God, give that second message to reinforce it. Praise God, said, thus says the Word of God. Amen. Sometimes you may look at me and say, well, preacher, I don't know about all that. But then if somebody else, it's amazing to me how preachers come in, even here in this church, and they'll come and preach, and a lot of times they just go right along with what we've been preaching for three or four months, and sometimes they'll hit just about every topic that we've covered over the last little bit, praise the Lord, in the house of God. And what it is, that's just God reinforcing. That's God sending that second message of encouragement. Saying, praise God, this is what thus says the Word of God. You can take it, you can rely on it, you can live it, praise God. God will help you if you'll let Him. Amen. Amen. So what you want to do tonight, all over this country, praise God. Jeremiah was in prison. But praise God, that message, praise God, that second message, that message of encouragement came to him where he was. Now what did that message have to say? Now we read your hearing. Said he said that was a message of encouragement for a sick nation. That it would recover its health. Amen. I'm telling you tonight, we're living in a sick nation. Amen. We're living in a sick nation. Praise God. But I'm going to tell you, there's one in the portals of glory, and His name is Jesus Christ. He can send a healing balm. Praise God, as the balm of Gilead. And He can heal our nation and heal our people. Praise God, I've never seen God wanting to move like He's wanting to move right now. If we had just let Him, praise God, be the Lord of our life, the occupier of our soul, and help us, praise God, to be that He would have you to be, us to be. Right now today, amen, the nation's sick. It's sin sick. Amen, it's defiled, it's wicked. It's a stain, praise God, all over this country. I've never seen the beat in my life. When you got the things that's dressing up and like women and wanting to go in and read stories to our little children. I don't get it. How is that a form of education? It's wickedness. It's a form of wickedness, praise God, that they're pushing on us, and we're allowing it. Amen. I heard that. Hey, praise, if my little grandkids were in a school that was doing that, praise God, I'd march down to the school. I'd march there and get them. I'd take them to my house, praise God, and I'd set up homeschooling. Amen. Praise God, I wouldn't be letting them be partakers in that wicked mess. He said, hey, listen, they're living a sick nation. But he said, that sick nation, it will be brought back to hell. What would bring it to health? The Lord says, behold, I will bring it health and cure. Amen. Praise God. If there's ever going to be any healing, any cure, praise God, it's going to come from the portals of glory. It's going to come from God Almighty and through Jesus Christ our Lord and a touch of the Holy Spirit to minister to our hearts the precious things of God. Praise the Lord that we can minister to a lost and a dying world. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. God's a wanting to. Amen. He's wanting to heal the sick. Heal the nations. Amen. Not only did he say he had that sick nation be healed, would one day be healed, but he said a defiled nation would be cleansed. Amen. When you think about all the wickedness that's taking place in the world today, the cleansing that needs to take place, the purifying that needs to be taken, that needs to take place right here, right now. I'm not talking about in the tomorrow or in the future, praise God. I'm talking about tonight. There's a cleansing that needs to take place in the hearts and minds of people. Amen. We need to decide whose side we're on. Time to pick a side. Amen. Praise God, we're in a battle against evil tonight, glory to God, and we need to pick whose side we're on. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm going to pick the Jesus side. Because I've read in the volume of the book, praise God, that He is the winner when it's said and done. Amen. That He is the one, praise God, that comes out victorious. And I like the winning side. Amen, praise God. I'm pretty competitive. I ain't going to be on the side that's going to lose. Praise God, if I know they decide, praise the Lord, if they start picking teams and you got a little old bitty thing over here and you got guys like Jeff on the other side, praise God, I'm going to get on that bigger side. Amen. Like especially if it's like a game of tug of war or something. I'm going to choose the winning side. Amen. Why we got a world today that's settled for the losing side? Amen. Praise God. God said that the defiled nation, praise God, would be cleansed. God said, praise God, if they'll come unto me, I will cleanse them. Who will cleanse them? The Lord said, I will. He said, I will cleanse them from all their iniquity. Amen. All we got to do is call upon Him. All we got to do is just go to Him. All we got to do is ask Him, praise God, to be cleansed of all our iniquity, our sinfulness, our shortcomings. Amen. The Lord said, I'll take care of the sick nations. I'll give them health. He said, I'll defy those that are defiled, praise God. He said, I'll give them cleansing. And He said, war will give way to peace. Hello? There's war all over this world. They're talking World War III. And I think they're doing the best they can, their ability to get it going. Amen. Just wicked people want to put people, our young people, in harm's way. A bunch of old crazy bureaucrats, warmongers, that want to put our young people in harm's way. Amen. When we could have peace and prosperity in the world today, all over, with the help of the Lord. But say, He'd offer us peace, praise God. Amen. From our transgressions. He had offered us peace instead of war. I don't know about you, I'd rather have peace any day. Amen. Than a war. I'd rather have a peace than fighting any time. Amen. He said He had offered them the truth of God. That He'd conquer the lies of the false prophets. Amen. He said the truth of God will conquer, overcome the lies that the false prophets is telling. The people today will say, well, you can't have peace and prosperity. It just doesn't work. You can't have it. I want to say, praise God, you can in the Lord Jesus Christ. He'll offer you that peace and prosperity, praise God, that this world doesn't offer outside of Him. It's there for us. The second message He would preach for us, praise God, is that message of prosperity, that message of peace, that message of hope that comes from the portals of glory to you and I. Amen. You say, I can just imagine old Jeremiah said, you know what, it just almost sounds too good to be true. That's why a lot of people won't accept it tonight, because they say, you know what, that just sounds too good to be true. But I'm going to say, praise God, in that there's nothing impossible with God. God's able to do all things and do it well. Praise the Lord. He's able. He's willing if we'll let Him. Praise God. So we see that second message. You see that second message, that conqueror will come. That the righteousness, praise God, that would reign on this earth. That's what He's talking about. Jeremiah is bringing this up, praise God. He's laying it out just one step at a time how this will come to pass. That the righteousness, praise God, of the throne room of God, a righteousness even to the throne of David. Amen. The Lord promised to finish it up. Amen. Hey, praise God. He said, we got after that. When will this occur? It's not going to be long. The Lord's setting this up now. Praise God. He's setting it up. And it's going to take place when Jesus Christ, the Son of David, reigns, praise God, here on earth. Amen. When he's speaking here of when the Lord Jesus Christ will sit on the throne who's greater of David, praise God. And the greater son of David, the Lord Jesus Christ, will sit upon the throne. Amen. You know what? The kingdom of David was messed up when Jehoiakim, praise God, sinned against God. And the line of David could have been severed forever. If Joseph would have been the true father instead of the stepfather to Jesus, he would have broke that sacred line. But because Joseph wasn't the true father of Lord Jesus Christ, God Almighty through the Spirit was the true father of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so the lineage, praise God, stayed in line that the Lord Jesus Christ would be, praise God, the one that would occupy the throne of David. Amen. It's going to happen, praise God, in just a little while. Look back with me in Jeremiah chapter 23. Just back a few pages. Jeremiah chapter 23, verse number 5. Jeremiah chapter 23, verse number 5, the Bible says this. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that's the God Almighty, that I will raise unto David a righteous branch. You know who that is? That's Jesus Christ. Amen. And a king shall reign and prosper, and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth. Now watch this, verse number 6. Speaking of the second coming of Jesus Christ. He said, in His days, Judah shall be saved and Israel shall dwell safely. And this is His name whereby He shall be called the Lord our righteousness. Amen. There's only one that's called by the name Lord our righteousness, and it's the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. Isn't it amazing? Praise God. He said that Israel, praise God, and Judah and Israel shall dwell in safety. Amen. In other words, Judah and Ephraim and Israel, praise God, those two divided nations, praise God, will be brought together as one, praise God, and they'll be brought into the little nation of Israel for God's glory. Look over at Ezekiel chapter 37. As these old prophets of God is marching through here, Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 21. Verse 21, it says, say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I will take the children of Israel from among the heathen, whether they be gone, and will gather them on every side and bring them into their own land. And I will make them one nation. Now, it ain't the promised land. They done been there. Amen. It done been brought into the promised land. We're talking about it brought into the nation of Israel, the land that's promised to them by God. God will take the children of Israel from among the heathen, whether they be gone, and will gather them to on every side and bring them unto their own land. I will make them one nation in the land upon the mountains of Israel. Now watch this. And one king shall be king to them all. And they shall be no more two nations. Neither shall they be divided into two kingdoms any more at all. Neither shall they defile themselves any more with their idols, nor with their detestable things, nor with any of their transgressions. But I will save them out of all their dwelling places where they have sinned, and will cleanse them so shall they be my people, and I will be their God. And David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd. They shall also walk in my statutes and judgments and observe my statutes and do them. And they shall dwell in the land that I have given unto Jacob, my servant, wherein your fathers have dwelt, and they shall dwell therein, even they and their children's children forever. And my servant David shall be their prince forever. Moreover, I will make a covenant of peace with them, and it shall be an everlasting covenant with them, and I will place them and multiply them, and will set my sanctuary in the midst of them forevermore. My tabernacle shall also be with them. Yea, I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And the heathen shall know that I, the Lord, do sanctify Israel, when my sanctuary shall be in the midst of them forever. Amen. So when's this going to take place? When Jesus Christ comes to rule and reign over the nation of Israel in a little town called Jerusalem. Praise God. He makes Jerusalem a city of righteousness. Amen. Praise God. There's something about that. I told Teresa, boy, I said, I'd like to go. I'd like to go back over there. Praise God. They're getting up a group to go next spring. I go this spring. I said, boy, wouldn't it be nice to go? People say, preacher, it'd be crazy. They're in turmoil and fighting. Praise God, that'd be all right. God's in it. Amen. Go over and see the magnificence and the power of God. It's taking place right now in that little nation of Israel. God's doing mighty, mighty things. Praise God. But in the meantime, while we're waiting on that, praise God, we're trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ as He rules and reigns in our lives. Hello? Is He ruling and reigning in your life today? And praise God. In our lives, my life, your lives? He ought to be ruling and reigning today. He ought to have preeminence in all that we do. Amen? Praise God, because we can be His servants today. The servants of the Most High God. Because He is our Lord and Savior. Amen? He goes on, Jeremiah chapter 33. Let me just give you this real quickly. Chapter 33, verse 14, said, Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I would perform that good thing which I have promised unto the house of Israel and to the house of Judah. That good thing, what could that be? In those days, and at that time, will I cause the branch of righteousness to grow up unto David, and he shall execute judgment and righteousness in the land. And in those days shall Judah be saved, and Jerusalem shall dwell safely. And this is the name wherewith she shall be called, the Lord our righteousness. Amen. Glory to God. For thus saith the Lord, David shall never want a man to sit upon the throne of the house of Israel. Praise be to God. God says, I'm going to fix this thing up. He said, we just need to be telling it everywhere we go that God Almighty, He's large and in charge, and His name is Jesus. Amen. Glory and hallelujah. Send to the right hand of Father to make intercession for me and you. But one day, praise God, He's going to sit on the throne, and He's going to rule and reign with a rod of iron. Praise God. He's going to have the dominion over the whole world. Praise God. Blessings. The ministry that we can have to those, praise God. Those that are in need of these same blessings that we enjoy every day. Now, Jeremiah got that second message. He's locked up in the court of the king, praise God. But he said, you know what? The word's not shut up. It's going out and God's still doing exactly what He said He'll do. Just because, praise God, people's bogged down, because people ain't pressing ahead for the cause of Christ, don't mean God's stopping. God's still pressing on, praise God. And He'll press on in you and I if we'll let Him. Let Him use you, praise God. Just make yourself available. When you get up in the morning, say, Lord, here am I. Like old Isaiah did. Amen. Say, Lord, here am I. Use me. Praise God, God did. Hey, while there, hey, listen, you may come to a point you wish you hadn't said that. Amen? Wish you hadn't said it, praise God, when things don't go exactly the way you thought. Isaiah preached his heart out, praise God, and then he said, Lord, how long? So I'm a preaching, I'm telling what you had to say, praise God, and they ain't listening. The Lord said, just preach on, praise God. He said, how long? He said, till the world's without habitation, till there ain't nobody left to preach to, Isaiah. That last chapter, last verse of Isaiah chapter 6, God says to him, Isaiah, praise God, he said, it won't be for nothing. Said there'll be a remnant, brother. Said, there'll be a remnant, praise God, of true believers that'll get in there with you and they'll go on. He said, there's a cause. Said, just stay with the stuff. Amen. Isaiah was about ready to give up. God sent him a second message. Amen. He called him, sent him a second message. Praise God. And he said, hey, just press on, Isaiah. Amen. There'll be reward when it's said and done. You know, God just He'll reward you for your faithfulness. Amen. There's been many a man that's preached the gospel all over the world, the missionaries that preached out in the field all over the world. Never were able to see a soul saved. Amen. But they preached it anyway. And then, praise God, in 10 or 15 or 20 years, those that he preached to began to get saved and began to minister to God. And the next thing you know, these hundreds or even thousands that get saved because of the faithfulness of this man. Amen. God ministered to our heart, praise God. We minister for him. That second message goes out. Praise God, get God to get the glory. It gets through us, praise God. The Lord brings it. Second message. Life-changing messages to people. Amen. Spiritual health. Praise God. That cleansing for our soul. That peace that passes understanding. Sometimes it's in the second message where we get to see the results. Praise God. Start rebuilding what sin has tore down. Amen. We need to start rebuilding what sin's tore down. Sin is an awful thing. It creeps in unawares. It subdues those that, praise God, to get caught up in it. But praise God, thank God for that second message that we get from God Almighty. When he comes in, he ministers to our soul and says, praise God, don't give up now. Just stay in the fight. Just a little while longer. Praise God, he says, you'll see victory. Victory will come. Praise God, when that second message is heard by the remnant, by those that's out there that's willing to listen. Amen. Jeremiah, they didn't want to hear it. The kings didn't want to hear it. The princes didn't want to hear it. The people didn't want to hear it. They locked old Jeremiah up in the court of the king. Said, we don't want to hear that no more. He was telling the truth. Amen. If they had listened, it would have saved them a whole lot of aggravation, a whole lot of hardship. But they didn't want to hear it. So God sent him a second message. He said, pray God, tell them to listen. Say, things can get better if they'll listen to God. Things better farther on, praise God, if we'll listen to the Lord. If we'll pay attention to what he's trying to tell us. Amen. God will speak to our heart. He'll speak to our hearts. He'll speak to people that's around us, our families, our homes, our children, our friends, our relatives, our acquaintances. Amen. Reason we're not seeing God working, we're not looking for an opportunity to offer up that second message. Said, we've heard it. We accept it. We receive it. But it's time to pass it on. Amen. That second message that comes from my heart and yours that'll bring glory and honor to God's name. Amen. Praise God. Ain't you glad that way? That the word shouldn't just stop with you and I. The word of God should continue to work in the hearts and the minds of God's people. What if we got up in the morning? Says, you know what, Lord, I want you to use me. I'm gonna be like Isaiah. I want you to use me today. Whatever you'd have me to do, Lord, I won't be available. Wonder what God do. Wonder how God would use you. I guarantee he will. I guarantee he will if you come with a receptive heart. Amen. Praise God. He'll load your cart if you'll let him. And he'll help you to push it along the way. And when the wheel waller's off, you run in the ditch, praise God, he'll help you get it back up and get the wheel back on it. Praise God, he'll take that old metal wheel off and he'll put you one that's a rubber wheel for the road. Amen. If you want to do something for God, he'll help you. He's telling Jeremiah, praise God. And as you already know, Brother Jeff already said it, Jeremiah 33:3, that's God's phone number. It's God's phone number. He said, call unto me, and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things, which thou knowest not. He said, Jeremiah, you ain't even begin to see what I can do. Amen. Great and mighty things that come from the Lord. Praise. And we haven't even seen a drop in a bucket of it yet. But we will one day. We will one day, praise God, when we see our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. When we see him, Paul said, we see through a glass darkly. Amen. And said, one day we'll see face to face. Amen. Praise God. We'll look upon our Savior, the one who saved us by his grace. Boy, what a day that'll be. Are you excited about that day? Boy, I'm excited about that day. I can't wait till I get to be in heaven. Amen. I have to. But praise God, I'm so excited about it. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm ready to go. I'm saved. My name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And when my time's up, praise God, I'm ready to go home. How about you?